evening, truckers everywhere from Hot Harbor Radio. This is the live show, and we're just about ready. Joining us this evening, we appear to have... Hang on. Hugh? Hugh, stop rubbing Flossie's feet like that. It's putting me right off. Jeez. Oh,
sorry, boss.
What do you mean, boss? You did this?
Well, not really. I just asked Wanda to send Norma a present. I didn't realise Mr. Rhinel here was going to pop up gift wrap like that.
He can pop right off again.
I quite like him.
I bet you do, oiled up and muscly like that.
Right, before we get a full-blown domestic in the studio, we've got Amelia.
I'm staying out of this one.
And Harry Balzac.
Don't look at me. Did you say his name was Hugh Rydell? Poor lad.
Oh, God. And, of course, some headlines.
The mystery of the missing truckers.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
No panicking mannequin at Pinocchio Roadshow.
Where have you been putting your fingers?
It's the election inspection section.
Atreus 5060's here for all the good it'll do us.
Norma's paying attention, or rather, getting a lot of attention.
Lou's around here somewhere. I'm sure he'll have something to say, but he's no you, Rhinel.
In recent months, Miss Leia Wolf of Hot Orbital, may her ginger eyebrows never frown, has received an increasing number of missing person reports. With the recent absence of Commander Eric Buck naked, an investigative team was sent to try and find the wayward Commander Trucker. Him. They were just sending a team out to look for Buck. Commanders Even Star, Spike, Squibbo, Hober Mallow, Zorlak, Rex Bottoms, and Fletchers have all appeared on the Hot and Missin's Persons Milk Carton Bulletin, and with the return of Buck Naked this week, we're hoping to pull the covers back on where they all are. There are rumors that one dastardly Don Antonacci, formerly of Vert's Progress at Move 359, has been on a kidnapping spree again, though no ransom has been demanded for their return. If you have any information as to the whereabouts of these truckers, have heard strange, terrible, tortured screams and maniacal laughs from the stations you visit, you might have accidentally found the planet of the forum moderators, or you might have just discovered where our stalwart truckers are being held captive. This is an all-truckers bulletin. If there's a wrongdoing or a tricky trucker trapping, taking filthy truckers captive, we want to know about it, and we would rather appreciate having them back. Our crack tactical weapons assault truckers squad, or twats for short, are on standby to break them out of whatever hole they've got themselves into. All we need is a location. Of course, they could all just be on their holidays, and won't appreciate us bursting into nudist camp / Tupperware party / relaxing spa month they've signed up for, but the apology officer is always on standby, just in case. More on the AWOL truckers soon. Brackets trademark, close brackets.
Planning permission has been received by station authorities for an expansion to the Hutton's Games Room after exhausted Hutton truckers taken to parking their trucking and kicking back to enjoy some of the galaxy's finest The World entertainment in recent months, with commanders including our very own Flossie spending their time indulging in their fetish for pretending to be an orc and running around with a big chopper, and many others seen wandering the halls of Hutton, calling each other scurvy dogs, as well as a nice group who like Chucky Egg, constantly arguing about whether there are 30 levels, just 8 that get harder and harder. It's high time that the Hutton Games Room got a well-needed expansion. A bit like the galaxy, really. With a return to walking planetside a long way off to the potential releasing of mods into the wild, and atmospheric landing summarily parked, virtue of someone forgetting to consider heat shielding for re-entry in ship design, pilots have taken to virtual reality to explore the flora, fauna, and potential for amusing crash landings. We'd like to remind commanders that playing Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes in station corridors is giving the security team palpitations, and we're hoping that the extension means that you can keep your Jurassic Hollow World creations out of the station control center. Friend Frederico is still recovering from the Ankylosaurus incident. Progenitor Leia Wolf is still insisting someone sweets under her bed for marauding Dimetrodons.
Concerns were raised recently when the Pilots Federation seemed to have accidentally revealed that it is being run by Muppets. And what's more, these creations are definitely not for children. Whilst talking to Commander Jack Little in a live broadcast, the interviewer blatantly showed his little willy and spent most of the time either playing with his legs or leaving one of his hands stuck between them. However, he was given some stick for this. This Willy is definitely not a role model for young people. He even spent time standing on the furniture, though he had to be given a hand up to manage that. This was no ordinary discussion. Subjects ranged from lurid descriptions of Willy's bedroom, an obsession with size and how easily he could remove his clothes, to frequent checks that Jack was a real boy, and inquiries about getting hold of Jack's juicy content. At one point, the dastardly Don intervened, but appeared to be giving Willy instructions about removing clothing when he commanded, "No robes on official channels." However, we think that Jack Little had this whole thing sewn up, and he finished with a talk about a birthday party, his caretaker, and a dumb waiter. This confused Willy, who had not expected to be taken to night school by moonlight, with a monologue in mountain language, let alone one for the road. We don't think that this was a betrayal. Better than silence like old times in the room.
One of the galaxy's largest manufacturers of in-ship equipment, the mysteriously named Sawney Corporation, has baffled pilots this week as they announced that everyone has been mispronouncing the names of their controls. Apparently, the button marked with a small cross, or X, should be known as the KISS. This has created confusion in cockpits, as people are no longer able to tell their co-pilots to deploy landing gear. Instead, they have to say, "Give us a KISS!" Which, as you can imagine, can lead to more incidents where the pilot is distracted and where the insurance may refuse to pay out for a rebuy. The corporation has followed up on this bombshell with more corrections. What everyone has been calling O is apparently cave entrance, snigger snigger. Square should be referred to as pink boy, more sniggering. And triangle is in fact Australian for jazzle. The company has refused to publish the official names for the left and right hand knobs.
It's been a turbulent week for politics. The world of the Galactic Parliament, and yes, we know how wrong that sounds, has been rocked with claim, counterclaim, and scandal. Poor homeless figures are being criticised for attempting to grab a few minutes sleep by lying down in the debating chamber. Speaker Jerkov has decided that it's time to retire to his previous job of looking after five-year-olds, as it'll be easier. And the caretaker has made things worse by locking the chamber doors and forgetting where he left the key, leaving politicians to wander about outside like a set of wild animals when the keeper has shut their cage for cleaning. However, none of these goings-on could overshadow the political underhandedness of the hot boss election campaign by placing extremist targeted advertising on social media. The leaders of the two main parties, the Mollusk Party and the Anti-Xeno Party, have sought to win the hearts and minds of the electorate by pandering to their prejudices and by exaggerating threats. Photographs of armed individuals and their partners, to appeal to the widest audience, the candidate posted two images, one with his wife and one with his dog. which were designed to make only the most paranoid feel in need of protection, were seen alongside other images featuring crudely drawn slogans purportedly sent by mollusks, when we all know that they have trouble holding a pen in their pseudopods, let alone write the phrase, prorogation is normal. Scurrilous rumours started about potential candidates and the wearing of comfortable clothing despite them not having the legs for it, marked what we thought was a low, low point in the campaign. But a tit-for-tat riposte moved the bar lower than any limbo dancer in their right mind would attempt, and only Cecil would find its proximity to the ground in any way comforting. An attempt at late entry, luckily in the election this time, was made by the Shouty Loony Party, but after being shown images of egg boxes, or an eggs box, if you will, they made an early withdrawal, again, luckily, from the election this time. We here at Hudden Orbital Radio always attempt to deliver a balanced view of the news, even if some of the subjects are right bastards, and so we wish all of the candidates the best of luck, and I will now hand over the apology... Sorry, returning officer to announce the results.
I, Mia Harkness, returning officer for the Van Manen Star constituency, declare that the total number of votes given to each candidate in the Hot Box leadership election was as follows. Edward Elizabeth Girdler, by Waste Farming Party, 2 votes. James Ripley Bishop Newt Hicks, Who the Funk Nominated Me Party, 0 votes, deposit lost. Daniel Tiberius Topham, the Oompa Loompa 6 Party, 2 votes. Corey James Mint Vianetta Venezia, Ginger Beardy Gentleman of Murica Party, 15 votes. Therefore, I give public notice that Corey James Venezia is duly elected as the leader of Hotbox and representative for the Van Manen Star constituency.
Good evening, trackers. Atris 5060 reporting in with the latest intel from Canon Research on the Thargoid War. This week, well, quite frankly, I have no updates on the Thargoids. No idea where they are. No. Know what they're up to. Nobody. Don't know. Besides the occasional hyperdiction here and there. Oh, and Eagle Eye's still broken. So that's it from me. For the mug.
Hugh, dear. I can't see my script. Your biceps appear to be in the way. Would you be a dear and read it for me?
That would be all the performance enhancers. It would be my pleasure to assist, ma'am. Hang on. The sheet is blank.
It's on the other side.
That's blank.
Oh, bother. Well, Norma Snuppers has placed an order for some peeled grapes and a large glass of Centauri Mega Gin. They can be delivered right here. Pilots seeking to contribute to this initiative should bring them over as soon as they can. Be aware that going missing for weeks on end and not even calling to say you're okay and other disruptive events can negatively impact the credit you get for your actions.
Wanda suggested I should give you these flowers.
Oh, thank you, Hugh. What a sweetie. I suppose Lou's got something to say now. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the view. I mean, the grapes.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
Okay, Haxwing, we're on week 6 of Tharg's mega extended summer holiday, but something in my bones tells me this could be the last week off. I have a gut feeling that something is going to happen next week. Might even be Tharg doesn't wait for the usual Tharg's Day engagement, but launches something on Wednesday or even as early as Tuesday. I mean, Tharg has to run out of sunscreen and podsicles at some point. In the meantime, continue with your usual activities. If you have a spare day or 3 to haul repair supplies, Operation Ida's current target is Pelt Orbital in Gorngothi. If you're really itching for a bug fight, You can always find them in the Pleiades and Witchhead sector systems. Remember that Threats 3 and 4 are smaller scout fights, and Threats 5 and above will have interceptors, high numbers of scouts, or both. Stay alert, keep your AX guns clean and loaded, watch the signal sources, and always be ready to defend the mug.
End HAXCOM transmission.
Hang on a minute! Unhand my wife! Give me that bowl! And where were you hiding those flowers?
I think it's working, you know.
Just let me get this over with and I'll be right with you.
Are you sure I can't keep him? He's really very ornamental and useful for opening things.
No, you jolly well can't. Hugh, can you go and entertain Harry for a bit?
It would be my pleasure.
You seem to get a lot of that. Right. We're in boom pretty much across the board at the moment, so trading should be going well. No reports of any unpleasant happenings, unlike in the studio. So the aim is to give a little nudge, not like that, Norma. Running missions, ferrying passengers, and trading, but only in systems under 50%. Anything over 50%, please leave alone. The only cause for concern, well, apart from whatever Hugh's doing to Harry, is LP245-10, which is over 60% and could do with dropping a little. Therefore, in that system, please work against HOT, preferably for the LP45-10 Crimson Gang. If you really want some pube fun and there are no Thargoids to shoot, stay in LP245-10 and help the LP245-10 Dynamic Limited to win their civil war. Unless there's an oiled, muscly pilot you fancy having a shot or two at. Anyway, I'd suggest getting out of systems and working on whatever you need to do to prepare your ships for the 80 days event. King Hanky has delegated the task of giving me the hot call update to Major General Noctivagus this week. Unfortunately, due to a lack of attention on Hanky's part and to not inconsiderable levels of cider consumption on the part of Nocti himself, this has resulted in a commander who is a significant distance, tens of thousands of light years distance, in fact, from Colonia trying to work out what is going on. The best information we have is that all normal duty should be effective. There are reports of a boom in Deriso with an outbreak incoming, so that's the place to make cash. Nothing is happening in Tier, so you can have fun there if you like. And we're not looking to expand straight into a war, so please leave EL Procol Centauri alone where possible.